Any suggested topics, please give them to me. I'd love to talk about different things. As the 3 weeks is coming, the 9 days is coming, so there's a lot to discuss. But I'm going to address a question which was raised the other day on one of the halacha chats, which is what the status is of a table used in an outdoor minyan or a temporary minyan for a Sefer Torah. Yeah, oftentimes you see they take a Sefer Torah, they put a talus down. So what was the reason for putting a talus down? What's the whole need for that? Is it about kavod of the Sefer Torah? So I'll explain why that is, and then I'll explain what the answer is in terms of the status of such tables or bimas. So it begins I should really also thank the person who put the question is Donnie Rosenberg. He's the one who raised the question. So if it's found in the halachas of Beis Knesset, Simon Kuf Nun Dalad, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber goes through a number of different things that are called Tashmishei Kedusha. It's important to know there's Tashmishei Mitzvah, Tashmishei Kedusha. The basic difference is Tashmishei Kedusha is anything that has Osios, Psukim, Shemos Hashem, such as a Sefer Torah, Svarim, Mezuzah, Tefillin, all those are Tashmishei Kedusha. And the other category is Tashmishei Mitzvah, which are things like Lulav and Sukkah, Tzitzis, which don't have Psukim or Osios in it. So the one nafkamina is Tashmishei Kedusha requires Geniza. Tashmishei Mitzvah, I could take Tzitzis and throw it in the garbage. I just put it in the bag first to show a little kavod and put it in the bag and put it in the garbage. So that's Tashmishei Kedusha versus Tashmishei Mitzvah. So Shulchan Aruch says there that he lists a whole slew of items that are considered Tashmishei Kedusha. Tik shel svarim or mezuzas, a bag or a container that holds svarim or mezuzas or ritzus of tefillin. These are considered Tashmishei Kedusha. They're extensions of that which are Tashmishei Kedusha. He talks about an aron, an argaz, shenosin, both Sefer Torah or chumash, some type of shelf or container, putting a Sefer Torah in. And then it says, v'kisei shenosin alav Sefer Torah, a chair on which you place a Sefer Torah. What's a chair? Who puts a Sefer Torah on a chair? So the Mishavur there points out, Sifkat and Yud, hua shulchan she'omein al habima. It's referring to the bima. They called it a kisei, but it's really a bima that we have in the center of our shuls. V'yafte alav munach mitpachas, even though there's a little curtain, a little type of covering on top of the actual bima, munach ha-sefer Torah, im kein, says the Mishnah Berurah, hal shulchan eina ela tashmish litashmish. The shulchan itself is only a secondary item, meaning the sefer Torah is placed on the actual covering. But the shulchan is only a tashmish litashmish. It's not really tashmish kedusha. Only whatever the sefer Torah is placed on is it called kedusha. But the sefer Torah is on the top of the curtain, which is on top of the shulchan, that's tashmish, this tashmish, and doesn't really have kedusha to it. Afilu halchi, says the Mishnah Berurah, din tashmish kedusha yeshla. The shulchan, the bima, does have a din of tashmish kedusha. Why? Mishum de pamim nosin alav has sefer Torah below mit pacha. Sometimes, I know in some shuls they take off the covering for Tisha B'Av. Sometimes you put the sefer Torah directly on the bima, directly on the shulchan, in which case the sefer Torah is going to be directly on it. And the bima will serve as a tashmish kedusha, and which will require geniza if it ends up, going bad, or you can't lean on top of it. So the din of a shulchan and bima would have a din of tashmish kedusha. So in our case, with the outdoor minyanim, if you put a sefer Torah on a table, that table should have a tashmish kedusha. If you don't put a covering, don't put a talus on. Now the Shaar Tzion writes in the bottom, af de bizmanenu, even though in our times ain matzlize, it's very uncommon to put a sefer Torah directly on the bima, directly on the table, afilu hachi, says the Shaar Tzion, pamim shenishmat ktsas mit pacha. Sometimes, it gets pulled over a little bit, the talus pulls over a little bit, and the sefer Torah will be directly on the table. Hashulchan will be meshamesh l'sefer Torah. It will be serving the sefer Torah, and therefore a problem of tashmish kedusha. So what does it mean to tashmish kedusha? It means there are two nafkaminas. One is, if the bima goes bad, you can't just put it in the garbage outside, you have to put it in geniza, you have to bury it. And secondly, you can't lean on it. There's a din brought down in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Aleph. I've seen a number of Bali Kori do this, and they really shouldn't be doing this. The Shulchan Aruch says that Tzarech Likros Mu'umar. You have to stand up when reading from the Sefer Torah. Vafilu Lismoch Atzma Lekosol O La'amud Aser. Even to lean a little bit on the wall or on some type of pillar would be Aser. Elam Kain Baal Bas. Unless he's a heavy guy, he can't stand without it. You should not lean. You have to do it Ba'amida. But in addition to Kriyas HaTorah being Ba'amida, as just a halach in standing for Kriyas HaTorah, you also can't lean on a bima. Leaning on a bima is a separate problem of just leaning on Davar Kedusha. So Mishnah Berurah there writes that Hu Adin Chol or Zakein, a person who's ill or weak or old, Harbe Kashalo Amida, he can't stand without Smicha, that's allowed. Ach, Yizar Yishayismo Ktsas, only lean a little bit, because otherwise it's considered yeshiva. And then he says, Achlo Yeshain ala mapa shal shulchan, but don't lean on the mapa, Because that mapa is a Tashmish Kedusha. You can't lean on a Sefer Torah. So you also can't lean on the mapa either, because that's considered also Tashmish Kedusha. What should you lean on? Ela al Shulchan Atzmo. Move away the mapa a little bit and lean on the actual table. That would be allowed. So they all ask the question, wait a second, we just said that the beam itself is Tashmish Kedusha because it sometimes holds the Sefer Torah. Now we're saying, if you need to lean, you can actually lean on the Shulchan, but not actually on the mapa. So they end up pointing out that Mishnah Berurah retracted. Mishnah Berurah said that the bima is not actual Tashmish Kedusha. Even though sometimes the Sefer Torah goes on it, it's not Tashmish Kedusha, because it only happens sometimes. And that's based on the following, and we'll stop here, and I was running late, almost late. The Mishnah Berurah writes, there's another din in the Shulchan Aruch of Vilon, which is a curtain that they would hang in front of the parochas, in front of the Aron Kodesh, that parochas. So the Mechaber says that's also called Tashmish Kedusha. Why is it Tashmish Kedusha? It's just covering up the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah doesn't lean on this curtain. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because sometimes the minhag was to take that curtain off and to place the Sefer Torah directly on it as a mapa. They'd remove the parochas, put it down on a table, and they'd read on top of that mapa. So he says, V'nira, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shehoyo az dvar matzei bizmanam. Bizmanam, their time, it was very common to take the parochas down. However, our times, it's very uncommon. Ha'inna, d'lo nahagin hachi. I've never seen anyone take a parochas down to put a Sefer Torah on top of it. Havalei rak tashmish to tashmish. The parochas is only a secondary tashmish. And therefore, he says it would not be considered a tashmish kedusha. And even if it happens sometimes on occasion, you would use it to put the Sefer Torah on top of it. The Mishnah Berurah says something that happens bakrai only once in a while is not considered tashmish kedusha. And therefore, since no one ever puts a Sefer Torah directly on the bima, if it were to happen because the curtain or the mapa pulled over, that's considered bakrai. It would not designate it as Tashmish Kedusha. And therefore, in our case, when a person were to use a table for outdoor minyanim, and they didn't put a tallis down, that's all bakrai. That's not a set bima. That's not a set shulchan. That's bakrai. And on top of that, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down from the Tshuvos Marshag, he says that no one ever plans to put the Sefer Torah on top of it, and even if it does happen, it's considered as if we have a concept in halacha, lev bezdin is masnalem, which means the Bezdin or the Rabbanim have the authority to make sure that even if a person tries to put Kedusha into something in the Beis Knesses, they have the ability to undo that, make a Tanai. It's called Lev Bezdin Masna Alem. It comes up in the Gemara in Zvachim. And therefore, since no one had really intention of the Sefer Torah being placed on the table to be Makdish to the table, and even without the Talis, it would not be considered a Kedusha. It would only be a cry. And this is the reason why, in general, we like to put a Talis over. We don't want to get into the Shiloh in the first place. So you put the Talis over, and the Sefer Torah is on the Talis. Now that might pose some issues on the status of the Sefer on the Talis now. And now maybe you shouldn't bring the Talis into the bathroom, which you shouldn't in general. But Lagabe, the table, which was the question at hand, putting a Sefer Torah on the table, in our case, would not make it a Davar Hekdesh, not a Tashmish Kedusha, and therefore would be completely permitted to be used for regular use inside the house. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow night we're going to start some halachos on the 3 weeks of Mirtz Hashem.